want to thank you guys for raising my spirits over time, because I have been in a dark place. Life changes so fast. 1 second you're here, the next second you're gone. This is my reality now since I lost my boyfriend earlier this year. It was devastating. I never felt a pain so deep as I'm struggling with him not being here. We were together for 10 years, and this wasn't an on and off again thing. He was my rock, and we did everything together. We also had a lot of bills that we split and financial responsibilities that we had together, but we handled them. We have a place that neither of us could afford alone. I'm the co-signer on his car. We have furniture that we financed together, a future vacation we're making payments on, so much stuff where we were intermingled together. And I was so overwhelmed that I did something I really didn't want to do. I started a GoFundMe page after he passed to help raise some money to help me in this extremely difficult time. His funeral expenses were not an issue. His family stepped in to pay for that, of course. But I don't know if it was the unexpected and tragic manner that he passed, the local news coverage on it, or just a blessing from above, but the GoFundMe page exceeded all the expectations. The original goal was $7,500, and we have more than doubled that. Now, I want to be perfectly clear that the page said specifically that the money was going to go for me, but now the family thinks that they're entitled to the donations. And his mom has been the worst, saying that I'm profiting off of his death, which I would never do. She's saying she should receive everything over the original goal. No. This is for me to get my life back together, because my life has been torn and everything that's financially tying us together. But now the money is involved. It's so awkward and so negative. It's become a nasty thing. I used to be pretty close with his family, and I thought that we were going to be able to help each other through this. But now it's just a big riff, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I listen to you guys for laughter, but if you can give me some advice, that would be great. Signed, CJ.
So mama and the family, they want some money.
Mama and mom, they want everything over
$7,500.
Over the $7,500.
Jeez, I mean, they had a lot of bills. I mean, I would definitely, if I could help and write a check, I definitely would.
Who writes a check?
I mean, it sounds like mom, I mean, just to kind of help out, it sounds like she must be mad at her because she's going through something too.
She's mad at her because she said she's profiting off of her son's death. That's what she said. We ain't gotta read into it. She said that.
I don't think that the mother necessarily deserves a piece of that GoFundMe. Would it be a nice gesture? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It definitely would. But you also have to remember just how you're grieving and you're in a really bad place. So is the mom. So is the family. It does seem a little greedy that she, the mom feels entitled to that.
Well, I mean, okay, so you have a tie to him financially, like she said. So that means that you have bills and you got paperwork. Why not just show mom, hey, listen, this is what we were all, what we
it's
all
a good
tied
idea.
Into.
Yeah.
Like, you
the
know.
The vacations that
now,
you
it's
mentioned.
Now, it's still, $7,500 was the number she needed, though. Now, you said over double. So that's $15,000, $20,000
yeah.
that have come in now because the news carried the story. Right. Mama's going to be looking at that overage like, well, what you doing with the rest of this?
It would be nice to kick the family.
Just a little bit if you could.
You don't think so?
Is that more like shut up money?
No, I think that if we were doing all this out here and nobody in the family was chipping in.
Right.
I think that the house finances are the house finances.
Everybody grieves differently, though.
Like,
and
the family could have put together a GoFundMe. I mean, put it this way. All right. Hey, audience members, y'all are the jury. We gave you the math. Now you tell us, what is the proper thing for CJ to do? Well, Nina's on the phone. Hey, Nina, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Freeze. And once again, baby girl, I'm sorry for your loss, and I hope you're listening this morning. But listen, you got 10 years invested, so you could never be riding off the back of your boyfriend's death. First of all, you don't issue out a crumb to his family. That is for you to get on your feet. You built 10 years of bills. You built 10 years of just a lot of finances with this man. So when he done kicked the bucket, unfortunately, she specified on the GoFundMe what it was for. People had the option to donate or not. We donated, That's that. I owe his family nothing because guess what? His family had the option to take out life insurance on him. My husband kicked a bucket right now. His mother got life insurance on him, and so do I. Simple fix.
There you go.
He owed them nothing.
They have protection.
Wow. All right. Damn. I appreciate it, Nina. That's facts right there. Let's see. LaRonda?
Yes, sir.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
All right. And what do you think she should do? What's fair?
I think that it's fair for the mom not to be harassing that girlfriend, because rightfully so, that belongs to the girlfriend. I mean, she's the one who initiated doing the GoFundMe page, not the mother. You know, she was with this woman, this guy for 10 years, you know, and she had bills with this guy.
Yeah, a lot of them. So she's saying that that's what this is for. Now, people were more generous than they planned, but still, that, I mean, you know.
That's her blessing.
Right, there you go. That'd be a blessing.
Well, it's hard having his mother hate you and not like you. That is a very hard pill to swallow. So if there's any way you can kind of make it a little bit better, I don't know if you can.
I don't think she should be obligated to that.
Yeah. I know. It's a lot to do with.
I agree. Thank you, LaRonda. I appreciate it. Let's see. Jay is on the phone. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on?
What are you thinking, man?
I'm thinking that she at least got to give him a little bit of money because the family put up all that money for a funeral. What's that, like $7,000, something like that? So even it's not really easy for anybody to cut a check for $7,000. So they probably financed the funeral.
Well, I mean, but didn't they? LaRonda just said about the insurance thing, and Nina just said about the insurance thing. So the family probably. I mean, not probably, but I would think there was some sort of benefit that came from that.
Maybe.
That you don't get as a girlfriend, as a cohabitant. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know he had life insurance. I thought he didn't have anything. That's why I was saying just give him some money to kind of take the principal down a little bit to help them out a little bit. But if they had life,
we don't know.
Yeah. We don't know.
We don't know. We were just guessing because that's what they said earlier. But that wasn't in the email, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying, like, if he didn't have life insurance, though, at least give him some money to take the principal down or help cut that.
Funerals are expensive.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I got you. I mean, it makes sense, too. I mean, at least ask him, say, okay, I know they're not owed it, okay? Mm-hmm. So everybody's correct. They're not owed it, but maybe you make an offering just to keep the peace. Because realistically, and this is gonna sound much worse than I intended.
Right.
But he's gone. And I don't want you to think that I'm belittling him being gone. That's a big deal. But his family came with him.
Right.
He's gone. You don't. You want to keep a relationship with him, but you don't necessarily have to.
A lot of people don't after a while.
Because when you move on
and
get somebody else, they're not going to want to see that.
Right.
Or you're not going to want them to see that. It's going to be uncomfortable for
you. Some people can handle it.
You might want to cut off all of the past to try and move on to some healthy relationship years down the line whenever you're ready. So you don't really have to keep these people happy.
And it also sounds like these people, this relationship's kind of soured.
Right.
At the moment,
and I don't think it's
so no money, back. No amount of money could help it. So keep your paper.
Yeah.
And do what you got to do.
And maybe they will want more later on
yeah.
and come back to you for more.
That's a good point. Don't give them nothing, man. That's what I say.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.